is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle markets today?
Well, our cattle market, they found the trading going back to the upside once again. After Friday's negative close, triple-digit losses, we managed to find buying once again today. Now, we did not take out the highs that were accomplished back on Friday in any of our cattle or hog complex contracts today. We didn't really have a lot of fresh news. Choice box beef was down 55 cents. Selects up 89, moved 57 loads. Saw an estimated cattle killed 114,000 head. Overall, it was quiet, but there was buying in the marketplace, even though we weren't able to go any higher than we were Friday. On the close, June cattle, 82 cents higher. August cattle, 87 cents higher. August feeders up 60. October feeders up 80. And July lean hogs, 90 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Tom, what led to the mixed trade in the grain markets?
Leslie, I wish I could tell you something that was really positive out there as far as a big fundamental change in the wheat market that caused double-digit gains. But in all honesty, it was nothing more than technical buying as shorts were covering their positions, ran the market up with double-digit gains today. Our bean oil also saw big upside. A lot of that had to do with the EPA announcement last week that's brought the fund buying into the bean oil. Export inspections didn't have nothing to get excited about today. Overall, fresh news-wise, very, very quiet. On the close, July KC and September KC wheat both were up 15.5 cents. July Chicago wheat up 16.75. July corn closed 0.75 cents higher. December corn up a penny. July soybeans were 8 cents lower. November beans down 4.5. And July cotton 60 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.